Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. All right, Cathy. Good morning. Good evening, I should say to you, because it's kind of late there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just after midnight Ian. God. But good morning to you and everybody at home.
Yeah, thank you very much. Cathy, you're originally from Clonard in Meath, but you're living in Vancouver, and you are the Consul General of Ireland to Western Canada.
I am indeed, yes, which is a fantastic job to have. It's never a dull moment. It's a very varied job, and there's an incredible and very large and growing community here. Wow. So it's a fantastic place to be.
Okay, can you just, because that sounds, you know, very, very important. Consul General of Ireland to Western Canada. So what does it entail exactly?
So I'm the official representative. So the consulate is the official representative. Right. Office of the Government of Ireland to Western Canada. So basically we work to promote Ireland and Irish culture and heritage and interests in British Columbia, Alberta, Yukon and the Northwest Territories and Western Canada. Right. And do whatever we can to strengthen the links between Ireland and Western Canada while also supporting the large Irish diaspora here.
Good on you. So what have you got planned for St. Patrick's weekend then?
Oh, well, there is so much going on. So one of the biggest things that's happening here in Vancouver is called Celtic Fest. It actually runs over several weeks with free and ticketed events. And hello to Rachel Quinn, the festival director, and all of the great people who are organising that. So we've got a Kaylee Moore on Friday night, a Family Fun Day, which is free, taking place all day Saturday. Yeah. Hermitage Green have come over from Ireland
for a headline
conference. Yeah. There's loads going on. And then there's lots of other community groups as well doing things. So there's a Vancouver Queer Irish group. They have a St. Paddy's Kinda Gay event on Saturday. That's always good fun. Looking forward to that one. And then lots of the bars around the town are doing live music and free events. So it's going to be a brilliant weekend here in Western Canada.
Spreading the word. Good on you, Cathy. Now, don't forget to say hello to all the family, including your hairy little brother, all right?
Yes.
So I'm going to hand it over to you. You can do your thing. Tell me to push the button and we'll get things underway. And enjoy the weekend, Cathy. Thank you very much. Here we go.
Thanks, Ian. So hello to my darling mom and my beloved hairy little brother, Higgins, the best dog in Ireland. But also, really importantly, to my sister, Anne, who I know is listening, and my sister, Bridget, all my friends and family, and all of the volunteers and community groups, both at home in Ireland and Western Canada, who are making Paddy's Day weekend a really special time and arranging loads of fun things. And of course, because I fight like my dad, hit the button there, Ian.
Now, Shauna is here with us. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
Good.
So, is little Finn going to a parade this year?
Yes, I'm going to bring him to the Selbridge Parade.
Selbridge yes. Parade, okay.
I don't know how this how it'll go, whether he'll actually stand still or whether he'll want to join the parade or will I be able to hold him back? Yeah. But sure, we'll see.
Might want to be in the parade.
Yeah, I'd say he might. Yeah. He might want to just run down the road. So,
but he might want Mama to come with him in the parade as well. Okay, well, very good. So that's all happening. And that's Monday or Sunday of the weekend.
Monday.
Very good.
So we'll have to see what there's a whole thing planned for Celebrate. So
my kids are a bit old for now. Yeah. But they don't want to go anymore.
You're probably better off.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With vitamins and more from Avonmore. Vitamin and protein water that works harder.
So, Shauna, the showbiz news is all about feet today.
Yeah. Yes.
First of all, Rihanna gets cold feet.
Yeah.
What's
so
that?
It has been 9 years since we've had any new music from Rihanna.
Yeah.
And she had promised fans that she was working on new material, but it looks like it's been put on the long finger again. So she was actually rumoured to be announcing a 6-concert comeback in London this summer. But according to the news this morning, she has pulled these highly anticipated dates just days before they were due to be announced because she doesn't feel like the new music is ready.
Oh, no.
So she's got a dose of the old cold feet.
Right.
Yeah.
A
dose of the cold feet.
I'm
not sure if that's the phrase now. Yeah.
So it's probably that she probably had it in the bag and now the trends have kind of changed and she's probably not happy with the sound of it or something like that.
I think the longer you leave it, it's like taking the plunge. To go, it has to be perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
But then, you know, will it ever be?
Anyway, but I think a lot of people are waiting with bated breath for
it,
you know.
It's nearly gone beyond a joke at this stage. It's like, come on, will you? Just
my old friend Bruno used to say, it's gone behind a joke.
There you go.
And the other foot story is Scarlett Johansson puts her foot down.
Yeah, so if you ever spot her out and about, don't even think about asking for a photo, because she says she has a long-standing policy of not taking photographs with fans, that it still offends lots of people. But she goes on to say that she still appreciates her fans, but her stance is that in that moment, she is not working, she is doing her own thing, and she does not want to be interrupted.
Right.
I respect it. I do.
What Damien Rice wants to hear. What? He says, somebody said, can I take a photograph? And he says, no, but I'll give you a hug.
Oh, well, listen, I would have taken a hug off Damien Rice.
Would you?
I would.
Okay, fair enough. We're going to play our waffle game, and it's a sports topic today. I'll reveal exactly what the sports topic is, and specifically what it is for Robbie Fitzpatrick in a moment. Robbie is heading back to Nina from Limerick, just finished the night shift. And because I said it was a sports topic earlier on, he said, oh, I'm getting on to that one. So he must be good at the old sport. We'll meet Robbie in a second and have a go at this. So he is on a line at number two. We're using line two today, so maybe it'll be lucky for Robbie. We'll see. Hi, Robbie. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Ian. How are you?
Very good. So when did your shift start last night?
Seven last night.
Oh, my God. And so you just finished up now?
Yeah, I finished at half seven there. So
and what time do you have to go? When do you go back in again?
I'm off now until Monday. So I have a few days off. So
You're back in on St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah. Oh, well. Unfortunately.
Enjoy your weekend anyway.
We will.
Okay, Robbie. Listen, it's a sports topic. So are you a Tipperary man or a Limerick man?
Oh, no, a Tip man.
A Tip man. Oh, very quick now. Just before there's any confusion whatsoever, I'm a Tip man. Okay, fair play to you. Okay, well, listen, best of luck on this. And I can tell you it's not GAA we're looking at. It's something else. But you're probably good at all kinds of sports. So let's reveal what your topic is right now. Robbie Fitzpatrick from Tip. Tip, definitely.
Today's waffle topic is...
goalkeepers who've played for Liverpool.
Oh, Bruce Gobbler, Alisson, Creven Keller... Jerzy Dudek, Pepe Reina.
Whoa, one to go. Seven seconds.
Brad Friedel.
Oh, hard luck, David. James. Oh, you're good at this, Robbie. You're good at this, and you're obviously wide awake, even though you've had a full shift going there.
That's the fresh air in the window now. Keeping me going.
That's it. Hard look on that. Yeah, Alisson, Kevin Keller, Pepe Reina. I would say Jerzy Dudek. You pronounced it so beautifully, Jerzy Dudek. Very nice. But David James was the one that we were looking for on that. Robbie, hard luck. Thanks for having a go.
No matter. Thanks,
all right.
Million.
Sweet dreams.
And apparently the age of 42 is when people stop having fun.
Boo.
So you're like, it keeps going. A survey of 2,000 people found most adults feel self-conscious when taking part in a joyful activity compared to when they were a child. And 60% feel pressure to act grown up and mature. And 4 in 10 say they've forgotten how to be playful.
I would disagree with that, actually, and I would be the voice of experience here, to be honest with you. I think it's the other way around. I think after that age, 42, I think people start caring less. And just kind of say, come on, let's have a bit of crack. Let's enjoy ourselves. You know what I mean?
Let go.
Yeah, and you've hopefully achieved something in your life and you're doing okay, you know. So, anyway, I don't know.
The future is bright.
Yeah, but somebody wrote that down there and now everybody thinks it's the truth. So there you go.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.